warming up for the big one. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Most of the 1.1 million homes that were blacked out by last week's windstorm in the Seattle area are back on now, but having gone through it, I'm here to say, if we ever get a real disaster, we are toast. For all the Homeland Security talk, this relatively straightforward windstorm knocked us flat. We didn't have any looting, but we did have a whole lot of people who weren't ready, who didn't know, for example, how to keep warm safely. Hundreds of people brought charcoal grills or gas generators indoors and ended up being treated for carbon monoxide poisoning. Seven never made it to the hospital. The gas stations didn't work. No emergency generators for the pumps. Cable didn't work. In some areas, it's still not working. A week later, people with cable-based phone service were screwed. Emergency broadcasts, forget it. What did work was old-fashioned, hardwired telephone service, provided you had an old-fashioned phone. Grocery stores had generators and plenty of food, even took credit cards. The wood stove, that became a sacred object in our house. Save your old cedar shingles. Nothing burns better. And those little generators, used properly and assuming you can get gas, fantastic. At one point, it was running our refrigerator, the neighbor's deep freezer, two computers, and a hairdryer. But the bottom line is, this was just a warm-up. It wasn't the real thing. It wasn't Katrina, and it certainly wasn't, well, you know.
Imagine those 19 hijackers with other weapons.
Yeah, and if that's what we're supposed to be ready for, I guess we had better fight them there. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.